You're listening to the Doing English podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi there, this is Julian from doingenglish.com, and welcome to episode 34 of the Doing English podcast. Yes, we're on episode 34. Wow, how time flies. It seems like only yesterday that we did episode number one. And suddenly we're on episode 34. And I very, very quickly starting to see the first year anniversary of the podcast. And in fact, it is about this time last year, give or take a month or so, that I started to prepare and started to do the groundwork for this podcast. So this 12 months has flown by like you could never believe. What are we talking about in today's podcast? Today, I'm going to share with you a little story and a little insight that I think will help you with your English learning. Hopefully, it'll help you with your English learning. I will warn you now, it might actually make you worry a little bit. It might make you feel a little bit uncomfortable. But before we get into that, as is the tradition here in Doing English, let's take a look at this week's five-star review. This week's five-star review comes from Raymond Wills from Ukraine. And Raymond says, "Awesome! Your podcast is very cool. This is exactly what I was searching for." Thank you, Raymond. I'm glad you think so. And yes, I happen to think that it's quite cool myself as well. And you know what else I think is pretty cool? The Doing English film, which you can and should watch by heading over to doingenglish.com. And it's right there on the front page. The Doing English film tells the story of me, my story, and the struggle that I went through to break past that intermediate barrier, the dreaded intermediate barrier, and break past that into the upper advanced levels of Japanese. I share with you the struggles that I went through and how I overcame them, which, of course, you can and should replicate in your life too. You'll also get the chance to join the Doing English emails, which are really a continuation of what I talk about in the film and are kind of a more in-depth discussion of some things that you can do to really help you improve your English. They're really very focused on changing your thinking and the way that you approach learning English. Another little bonus that you'll also get from that, and I almost didn't really want to mention this because I don't want people signing up just to get this, but if you're listening to these podcasts and thinking that you want a transcript for this, if there's some things that you don't understand and you want a written version, well, you can get that now. When you sign up for the Doing English emails, you will also get the chance to sign up for the Doing English resource page, which is a section on the Doing English website with some cool free resources. They are free in that they don't cost any money. However, they will require a slight investment of your time. Basically, what I'm asking is for you to participate in a research project. I'm always conducting different research projects, so I'll be rotating them and adding different ones over time. So I'm asking you to help me with a research project, which will probably take about 15 to 20 minutes of your time. And as a thank you, you will get a login to the Doing English members site, where you will get some free resources, including a transcript for this podcast. With that, let's get into this week's main topic. I want to tell you a story of my youngest son. I have three children. I know that surprises a lot of people because a lot of people seem to think I'm a lot younger than what I actually am. I look younger than I am. I have three kids, a boy, girl, and boy. My youngest son is 3 and a half now. And he goes to kindergarten at the same school as his brother and sister. It's kind of a special school in that it goes from kindergarten right through to high school. All the students, you've got 3-year-olds mixed in with 16-year-olds. And he goes to that school, and you know, he's very popular. He's very cute. And up until recently, he had a very cute, kind of a little bit of a girly haircut. And the way people treated him when he had that haircut was quite interesting compared to the way they treat him now. More on that in a moment. When he had this kind of girly haircut and he looked like a little cute boy, but kind of like a little cute girl, all the teachers and all the other students would be like, "Oh, he's such a little angel. He's such a good boy. Look at him. He's so cute." And I always thought, yeah, you wouldn't say that if you saw him at home, because he's a typical three-year-old boy, slightly mischievous, always getting into trouble, always doing something he shouldn't be doing. But long story short, all of our kids got head lice. Luckily, I didn't get them. Luckily, my wife didn't get them, but the kids all got nits in their hair, and they're scratching and they're itching, and you know, we check their hair and their hair's just full of nits, absolutely stuffed with head lice. So we did it things the easy way. My daughter got quite an extreme haircut. She had her hair down to about here. It's now a bob cut. We didn't do what we did with the boys, which was literally to just get the hair clippers and shave their hair off completely bald. They were skinheads for a week or so. It started to grow out a little bit now. But the interesting thing is, and this is what I'm getting at here, when we shaved my youngest's hair off, he no longer had this cute girly haircut. He now had like a hard, hard man, almost like a thug haircut. He's like a skinhead. And, you know, suddenly he's gone from looking like a cute little girl to this hard guy. I've got me skinhead. He's going to go in, he's going to start some fights with some people. And the way that people treated him, or the way people do treat him, just completely changed. And suddenly nobody says, "Oh, my little angel," anymore. Everybody says, "Oh God, he's such a naughty little boy. He's so mischievous. Oh, he's always getting into trouble." It's said in a nice way. It's not like they're saying he's turned into a horrible boy. It's said in a nice kind of jokey way. But it's kind of funny because people didn't notice his mischief before. People didn't notice all of the bad things he was doing all day before. And he was doing them at school as well as at home. Again, typical three-year-old boy, always doing something he shouldn't be doing. But now, with this different haircut, people really notice it. And everybody's like, "Oh, he was such a naughty boy today." And they never said things like that before. So it kind of got me to thinking, if a haircut, shaving off his hair, can make such a difference to the way people perceive him, what does that say about us and our second languages and our ability to use the language in an effective way, to be good communicators in our second language, about the way that we hold ourselves in conversation? If we're not feeling confident, we might, you know, it shows in our body language. People are picking up on all of these subtle nuances. If you're not confident when you speak English, people are picking up on it. If you're speaking in a way that's kind of very ineffective, you're speaking and you're getting confused and you're not making much sense, that's all included in the way that people perceive you and the way that people see you. Just something to think about. Something that might be a little bit scary to think about, to be perfectly honest. It might be a little bit uncomfortable to think about that. But do have a think about it. How do people see you, perceive you? What do they think of you when you use the language? Because it might make a big difference to the way that people act with you, behave with you. If you are worried about it, if you are worried about your English and want to use English more confidently, sound better when you use the English language, and improve your English, you know where this is going, don't you? Two-step speaking. Two-step speaking is the place to be. It's a 10-week course. The idea is basically to teach you a system. I don't actually teach you language. I don't give you lessons. I teach you the same system that I use for learning languages myself, that I use for teaching, for designing materials for PLUS. Well, PLUS is a continuation of two-step speaking, all of these things. You will study that system. You will follow the step-by-step process, gain incredible insight into yourself, into the English learning process. You will come out with it with a set of exercises that you can just do every single day from here on out to master the English language and really just push your language up to the point where people look at you and say, hey, wow, look at this guy, look at this girl. Their English is good. Did you grow up in an English-speaking country? Wouldn't you like that? I know I would. I'm still working on my Japanese, of course. I do feel like I've reached a level where I have mastered the language. It's kind of frustrating in a way because I wish I had more motivation to keep working on my Japanese. I've reached a point now where I barely know what language I speak. When I'm having a conversation with friends in Japanese, it's the same as if I'm having a conversation with them in English, and I understand Japanese the same as I do English. And sometimes I forget what language I've been speaking in. Of course, I do have situations where I misunderstand and don't know how to say something, but hey, I have those situations in English too. If you want to get to that kind of level with your English, twostepspeaking.com. See you there. Alternatively, if you're new to doing English and you don't know much about me, I actually don't recommend you go to twostepspeaking.com. I recommend, first of all, you go to doingenglish.com and watch the Doing English film and sign up for the free emails because, hey, I don't want you joining my course until you know more about me and how hard I'm gonna make you work. Don't join Two-Step Speaking if you're a wimp and you can handle it because it's hard work. Anyway, that was my little insight for today. Shave your head. See if people treat you differently. You never know. They might. Right, that is it from me today. I'll be back with you in probably about a week with another little story, another little anecdote, another little tip to help you on your journey for mastering the English language. Thank you and goodbye.